many, many, many elements of our faith is something not just to be talked about, but it needs to be practiced. Prayer is something that we must do, and on another level, prayer is something that must be done unto us. I hear many people say they don't know how to pray. My response to them is, pray anyway. It's not a thing that you have to know how to do. You just need to trust. You got to learn how to pray if you want to feel the power. Settle down. Go to church. Make yourself a holy hour. Let the Lord take your heart. There's a good little example. You can just sit down and say, Lord, I'm just going to spend this time in prayer. Please, take my heart. When things are going well and when things are not going so well. Of course, there's all familiar words that we can pray. You can always pick up the scriptures. You can always open up the Bible and let the scriptures help you to pray. You can look at the beauty of nature and let that lead you into pray. You can use the powerful prayer of the rosary and ask the Blessed Mother to pray. You can say a prayer to the Holy Spirit. You can be inspired and influenced by the many, many different countless hosts of saints that we have in our tradition. And there's nothing better than just sitting there the way you are. And especially if you can get to make a visit to the church and to pray with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The New Catechism refers to as prayer as a battle. It's not easy, especially when we get engaged with real deep prayer. You know, prayer isn't just asking God to do things for us, but it's making a gift of ourself to the Lord so that our relationship with Him can be real and can be lasting through the good times and through the bad times. So I encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, to pray. And even if you say, gee, I don't know how to pray today, sit down and be still in Jesus and pray anyway.